Nicole and Ella with your 10 AM Z lines. In local news, a 2-month-old freshwater crocodile was discovered on a Gold Coast street. Wildlife rangers retrieved the crocodile hundreds of kilometres away from its natural habitat after a Majeerabah resident reported the sighting to the Department of the Environment. The crocodile is suspected to have been a pet or illegally taken from the wild. The crocodile is said to be healthy and will be potentially released to a farm or zoo after being examined by a vet.
In national news, according to researchers, the orange-bellied parrot's only option for survival may be gene editing and cross-species breeding. Orange-bellied parrots are one of Australia's most endangered species, with a 25% chance of extinction by 2041. According to lead author and bioinformatician Luke Silver, rebuilding the bird's numbers is only half the battle with conservation, with maintaining genetic diversity being the other. Genetic specialists are investigating the possibility of breeding the orange-bellied parrot with a related species in order to preserve this diversity.
A proposed vehicle bypass may be underway in Adelaide to redirect traffic around the city. This plan has the potential to redirect around 420,000 trucks a year to prevent congestion. The small-town community of Truro remains divided as there are fears the diversion could impact the local community. The federal government has pledged $525 million over a decade to fund the Greater Adelaide Freight Bypass as part of the first stage of the High Productivity Vehicle Network.
In international news, at least 5 people have died and 4 more have been injured in a mine explosion in Spain yesterday. Local media reports that the workers were under a permit and at the mine to extract minerals to produce graphite. All victims were residents of Spanish northwestern province of León, with the mine located in the neighbouring province of Asturias. According to a government official from Asturias, initial indications show the blast may have been caused by fire damp, a phenomenon where methane forms an explosive mixture with the air in coal mines. The president of Asturias ordered 2 days of mourning in the region, with Spain's prime minister sending condolences to the family.
For your weather today, Brisbane is clear and warm. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9.3, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
This next song contains words I don't know. Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.